This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Taliban said Tuesday they hope to win international recognition for their legitimate representative rule over Afghanistan, arguing the diplomatic engagement would help promote global security and ease the suffering of Afghans during decades of relentless wars. A senior member of the Islamist group's Cultural Commission shared their remarks with VOA, saying the consultations with all Afghan stakeholders on forming what the Taliban promised will be an inclusive Islamic government are ongoing, and an announcement will be made soon. Abdul Kahar Balki spoke a week after the Taliban marched into the Afghan capital, Kabul, seizing control of the 33 of the country's 34 provinces without facing any significant resistance from security forces of the ousted government. Well, no matter how warm and fuzzy the Taliban will be suggesting that the transition will be, the UN human rights chief is saying that it isn't what it seems, at least not with the reports that she gets.
I've also received credible reports of serious violation of international humanitarian law and human rights abuses taking place in many areas under effective Taliban control. They include, among others, summary executions of civilians and all the combat members of the Afghan National Security Forces.
Michelle Bachelet urged the Human Rights Council to monitor the rights situation in Afghanistan, where the Taliban's stunning takeover raised fears that they will return the country to the brutal rule they imposed when they were last in power.
I strongly urge the Taliban to adopt norms of responsive governance and human rights and to work to reestablish social cohesion and reconciliation.